All right, folks are saying that Trump conceded again. He didn't. He said it in the damn tweet. Read the tweet, people. Read the tweet. We'll talk about it, though. We'll talk about that, the announcement from GSA, all of that. Tucker Carlson, I think back in the good graces of a lot of people, he went after election integrity last night. We'll show you that clip. Pretty awesome. Trump retweeted it, so listen to it, because I know that you listen to what he says, so listen to what Tucker said. It was a pretty good little segment that he had there. So we'll get into that. We'll get into some other news on Dominion. We'll get into a lot of stuff. It all starts right now. Happy Tuesday, folks. Hope you are having a great day. Week's off to a good start. I know it's crazy out there, but it's still Thanksgiving week. Still Thanksgiving week. Should be a fun one. Hopefully you're celebrating with people that you love, people that you don't know, people that the governors don't want you to be with. It'll be a good week. Be a good week. It'll be a good week if you make it a good week. If you decide to cave to what they're saying, then it won't be a good week. Real quick before we get going, been talking about Rumble, guys. We had to make some adjustments behind the scenes with Rumble leadership on our channel before we started pushing it, because we wanted to make sure everything was set, but it is set now. So head on over to rumble.com, subscribe to the show there. They do a great job of notifying you of things when they are up, new videos, new clips, what have you. So go check that out. Super important that you do. We want to fight back against all of this big tech craziness that's happening this year in particular. It's been bad, but it's never been this bad. So go to Rumble. You can sign up there. You can search my name, Drew Berquist, or you can type in "This is my show." You'll find clips. Click on the show title, "This is my show," and then in the top right corner you'll see subscribe. Just click that and you'll be good to go. Great guys over there. They've done a ton to support us behind the scenes, so we're excited about this. Go check it out. We also posted something in the community tab here on YouTube. If that's where you're watching, the link is there. You can click that. It'll take you right there. And again, you can click subscribe in the top right corner. So pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. Go check it out. We'll keep telling you about it. All right. So GSA approved financial resources to the Biden administration. Lots of talk about this. But this is not a concession. Let's dig into it here for a second. First of all, Emily Murphy put out this letter, but we'll get to that in a second. This was Trump's tweet about it. We can show it here, and it's two parts. The first part, I want to thank Emily Murphy at GSA for her steadfast dedication and loyalty to our country. She has been harassed, threatened, and abused, and I do not want to see this happen to her, her family, or employees of GSA. Our case strongly, all caps, continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols, and I've told my team to do the same. So, guys, he says it in there. We're strongly fighting this. He did not concede. He literally says it in the tweet. He reiterates it in future tweets. Every time that there's something here that indicates fairness or just being reasonable, people are, oh, he's conceded. Nope, he literally says it in there. It's a two-part tweet. Read the whole thing. Don't just jump to conclusions. And even in the letter, I mean, people say, well, but GSA sent out the letter and said they're giving resources. The letter says, Emily Murphy sent the letter. You can see the letter here. It's probably too small to read. But it says in the letter, first of all, this shouldn't be celebrated as a victory, because she says GSA cannot certify or determine that anyone has won the election. They're just going through the process that they normally do. So one, she outright says, look, we're not certifying this. I'm not certifying this. We're just doing what is the reasonable thing right here. We're gonna start talking to them. So should a transition occur, they have some help and assistance in doing so. But it says in there, and this is damning, it talks about all of the threats towards her, her family, her children, her pets, for love of God. Like, people are crazy. It talks about the harassment that she has encountered. And guess what? It hasn't come from conservatives. So I think that this whole thing, pretty damning. Again, GSA doesn't certify. President Trump said in his tweet, he did not concede, that they're still fighting. He then tweeted this out this morning in line with all of this conversation that's going on there. Remember, the GSA has been terrific and Emily Murphy has done a great job, but the GSA does not determine who the next president of the United States will be. So look, he's doing what any reasonable man should do, any reasonable leader should do, regardless of political party, regardless of affiliation. There's nothing wrong with, I think it's funny, but there's nothing wrong with the Biden team transitioning, getting some briefs, getting assistance and resources here. Yes, I know, you don't think he won. I don't think he won either, but that can happen as we are legally fighting this. That does not indicate that he has won. It does not allude to the fact that he has won. It is just following the process. Should he win, it is fair. Should he win and he win fairly? I don't think they can prove that. But should he win and win fairly, he should have access to information so they're not behind the eight ball when they get into office. While that is happening, Trump and his team have the legal right and I would say the obligation to be pursuing all of the stuff that they are currently pursuing over here. So let's be reasonable about this. And let's understand that, again, he did. I got texts last night from multiple people. He conceded. No, he didn't. He freaking said it in the tweet. Man, it's crazy. All right. Speaking of not conceding, though, speaking of all this stuff that's going on, Michigan state legislators agreed to hold a hearing into election irregularities while federal appeals court expedited proceedings to consider Trump's legal challenge there in Pennsylvania. And a big reminder in all this, so those are wins. Doesn't mean that they will prove to be big wins, but they are wins. And I think we talked about this yesterday, but something that needs to be addressed is there's all these, I saw some angry troll who hates America tweet this out earlier this morning. You know, they've had 34, 35, whatever the number was, cases put forward and thrown out, like they're losing, move on, you lost, yada, yada, yada. Those are not all cases from the Trump legal team. People keep confusing that and keep saying that, and I'm sure it makes them feel great because those stats do look damning for Trump, and they do look good for Democrats. But those are not lawsuits from Trump's specific legal team. Those are lawsuits surrounding this election, but they are not from him. So, yeah, it'd be nice if some of those went forward and won, whoever filed them. But they are not from this Trump legal team. So they are getting their victories. And the other part of this is there are going to be some losses in the lower courts, but this has to go through the lower court process before it gets elevated to where ultimately this thing is probably going to land in the Supreme Court and decisions are going to be made. So again, we've got to be paid. Everyone is super anxious to find out what happened. We have lots of concerns, a lot of legitimate concerns, but it's got to work its way through the process. We shouldn't expect to see all the evidence be put forth in the mainstream media out on display. You don't tell your enemy you're attacking and you're attacking when and how and all the details. This is going to be done the right way. And in the end, we win or we don't win, but there's got to be some patience. We'll figure out where we are after all of that. And this was interesting too. You know, reminder, we've seen Democrats, Republicans, a lot of people challenge votes, challenge signatures, make sure that the bad ballots, bad votes were tossed out before in the past, to include Barack Obama. So for everyone who's saying that we're being sore losers and we're ridiculous for asking fair questions when there's obvious anomalies, obvious irregularities, and some serious questions that need to be addressed, the other side's done it too. You've done it too. You never conceded over these last 4 years. You've acted like absolute animals trying to destroy our country. And that's an insult to animals in some of the cases. So be patient. Let's let things run their course here. I hate being patient. It's my least, it's the thing that I do the worst. We'll just say it that. I have no patience for almost anything. I move fast. I don't like people that don't move fast. I want results. I want them now. But there are times where we get, and you get and should get, that we just got to wait this thing out. Let's hope there's a plan. If there's not, we're screwed anyways. So let's hope there's a plan. Let's let it unfold. See where the chips fall. Go from there. All right. One thing we can do, regardless of what happens with this election, is you can go to Mammoth Nation. You can join the fight there. It's mammothnation.com. They are America's conservative discount club. They are awesome people. They are on a mission to get Trump reelected, but they're on a mission to do much more than that. They want other people from our party to win, to make sure that radical left Democrats do not take power, control, do not take this country down an awful path. And all along the while, you get a ton in return. So you're supporting the cause, you're supporting the values that we all hold so dear as Americans, true Americans that actually love this country, and you're getting discounts on great products, services, all sorts of stuff, whether it's internet, wireless, insurance, you name it, you're gonna get discounts. You're gonna pay for your membership, which is $19 a year, that's it. It's a one-time fee, and you will pay for it, folks, probably with that first purchase and the savings that you have on it. So head on over, it's mammothnation.com. Again, they're great people. I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't mean it and if it wasn't important to me, but it is. So go check it out. Join the fight. All right, a new poll. We were just talking about elections. That's one big issue. The other big issue is lockdowns. And a new poll says 54% of Americans want states to manage this pandemic that we're dealing with. Whether you, whatever. I know a lot of people think it's fake. A lot of people think it's just an absolute abuse of power, and it is. And a lot of people tend to agree. Because even though COVID is real, the handling of it has been a disaster. There's clearly political motivations behind it. But 54% of Americans want states to manage the pandemic without lockdowns. So figure out a way to do it, but don't shut down the economy. Don't shut down small businesses. Don't take people's livelihoods away from them. But that's what we're seeing. We talked about Minnesota yesterday. We've talked about New Mexico. We've talked about Oregon. We've talked about Michigan, New Jersey, New York, California, all of these places that continue to lock down. Pennsylvania now joining. And they've stepped up their pandemic efforts, mandating masks, even in your own home, banning alcohol sales for on-site consumption, specifically that one, on November 25th. Who knows whether it's expanded or will expand beyond that. But guys, I mean, this is crazy. Like, what people are allowing them to do. You let them ban alcohol then, you let them ban this then, you let them ban gatherings then, and they will just keep going. They will keep going. People, you don't go backwards. When you keep getting more and more power, you're like, okay, what else can we do? What else can we try here? Hop on one foot. If you don't hop on one foot, you're getting fine. They will just keep doing random crap. Not really random. It's very specific. It's very targeted. But they will keep doing stuff to you, is my point, as long as people go along with it. So you've got Tom Wolf stepping up all their stuff there in Pennsylvania. Have fun wearing a mask in your house. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. If someone tells you have to wear it in their store because that's their store's preference, you can push back and say technically the government, you know, the state, local laws, whatever, don't mandate it if in fact that's true. But look, I'm all for being kind. Like if you would prefer me to wear one in here, then, and I want to buy something from you, then I will wear it. Some people would say I just won't shop there anymore. That's your call too. But in your house, that's as dumb as you wearing your mask by yourself in your car. Stop it. Everyone's laughing at you. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is encouraging people to rat out their neighbors. I mean, that state, gosh, I feel for you guys. Portland's a war zone. It's been a war zone for months and months and months and months now. The law enforcement officers there, God bless them, have been neutered. Can't do anything. Mayor Ted Wheeler, who won, which is the best possible thing for you, as bad as that sounds, because the person he was running against, who is an Antifa sympathizer, if not member, was awful. I mean, she had like 84 pronouns in her Twitter profile. If you've got Twitter pronouns in your Twitter profile, we're probably not going to be friends. That's just something to put out there, be clear about. But he won, and it probably is the best thing for them, as bad as he is. But it's not good all in all, because this state is being run into the ground. Starts with Kate Brown. Ted Wheeler's awful. The AG out there, Michael Schmidt, who just keeps letting these Antifa Black Lives Matter people out after assaulting people, burning businesses down, etc. It's got to change. But now you've got, and you can see this, and you've seen it in other states too. Hey, you can't do this. You cannot have fun anymore. Life sucks now. I don't know if you knew this, but it's 2020. So don't see your friends and family. Don't celebrate Thanksgiving with anyone. Stay alone in your home with your mask on. Don't even, you know what? Don't even leave your bedroom. Stay in your bedroom. Like, that is where we are. And if someone does, you call this hotline and you rat them out. We'll come get them. There's a video. I'm not going to show it because it'll guarantee the video getting demonetized. It probably will be anyways. I'm sure I've said something already that offended somebody. But it shows police officers showing up and like taking down this guy like he was a terrorist for being out past curfew. And you've maybe seen it. You can go find it on Twitter. Lots of people sharing it around. It's crazy to see. But what's crazier than just that is the fact that we are here now. The fact that you've got governors saying, rat people out, we'll come find them. We've got all this rhetoric going on. Some people just saying it, trying to sound tough and cool. Some people not. Some people actually meaning it. But this rhetoric about making lists of Trump supporters and conservatives who have pushed back and or just love America, and that offends people. It's big. If you're not scared of what's happening right now, you're not paying attention. And I'm not saying scared like you're bowing, like, oh my God, we're going to lose. I'm not saying that. We're going to win. Like, we're going to, you choose to win. I choose to win. We choose to win. We're going to win in a number of things. But if you're not scared of what's happening and the fact that we are in this state, you're not paying attention. You should be waking up. And I think a lot of people are. Wrapping up a couple things here on lockdowns and pandemics. So you had Kate Brown saying that. You had Wolf in Pennsylvania saying, wear a mask in your house, going after alcohol sales. Then Maryland Governor Hogan said this about wearing a mask, rule one.
Well, it's sort of like saying, I have a constitutional right to drive drunk. I have a constitutional right to not wear a seatbelt or to yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Or to not follow the speed limit. It's, you know, we're talking about 250,000 people dying already. You know, more than, you know, the Korean War, the Gulf War, and the Vietnam War added together. Which part don't you understand? You wear the mask. There's no constitutional right to walk around without a mask. We did it in 1918. I don't know why we can't do it now.
Shut up. I just wanted to show. I don't have much to say other than shut up. That's stupid. Stop mandating that people do all of these ridiculous things. It's just, again, if you're scared, stay home. I don't. That's fine. You're welcome to interpret this however you want. You should, as the Democrats say, and then do not do, which is always their thing. Whether it's how they handle these lockdowns, how they handle telling you what to do, what not to do, and then they do it themselves, whatever. But you should be able to lean on science, look at that, do your own research, and you'll find, oh, okay, I'm good. Like, I don't need to be that scared. I might get it, but I don't need to be that scared. Other than a rare few who have conditions, are more vulnerable than others. But even the oldest age bracket, y'all, the numbers are still in your favor. So it's just, the more you let them do this, the more they will do more and more stuff. The layers will keep stacking on. I thought Tomi Lahren did a good job of tweeting this out too, because there's lots of people complaining now in Democrat states, Democrat cities, about the way that their governors or their mayors are handling things. And she said this, which I think is a very fair way to put it. She said, if you vote a Democrat, you better not even think about bitching about lockdowns, higher taxes, or lack of basic freedom. You did this. And it's so true, man. Like, I wish, this is what we're trying to say. We try to say, hey, wake up. America's a free, great country if we keep it that way. But you keep voting, you keep not listening, saying, oh, no, you're crazy. You voted for President Trump. Take Trump out of the equation. This is about a free America, or about going down this radical path over here where your liberties, your freedoms, your fun, your money, all of that stuff goes by the wayside. And it is, it's sad, because not everyone's a radical Democrat on that side. There are some normal people, and you voted for this. You didn't vote against Trump like you thought you did, because no one voted for Biden. We know that not as many people as they claim voted for him. There's literally no way possible that the worst candidate in political history got the most votes in political history. But even for whatever the actual number was that voted for Joe Biden, they didn't vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They voted for not Trump. But that's where the disconnect is here. It's not about that. It's about a free America, keeping your freedom to worship, your freedom to, you know, enjoy all of the constitutional rights that you're afforded, or go down this path over here and lose it all. So you don't get to complain. If you're in one of those cities or states and you voted that way. Now, there's good conservative people in Democrat, you know, blue states, blue cities too. I'm not talking about you, but the ones who voted that way, you brought it on yourself, so shut up. And it's going to get worse. And hopefully you wake up. The problem is it's getting to the point where a lot of this stuff is just too late. And I'm being somewhat sarcastic here, but when there are bread lines, more phone lines to rat people out, and more lists being made for people who aren't complying with rules, you don't get to complain. You brought that on yourself. You brought it on others around you because you refused to wake up, see how good you had it before. And we'll, man. Wake up. Wake up to your ignorance. Understand that your words, your actions, or your inaction, in a lot of cases, have led us to where we are right now. We always knew. You should have always known. We've been told this by great leaders before, by founders, that we would always be attacked from within, and that's what we're seeing unfold. And don't get me wrong, our enemies on the outside love this. Extremist groups are ramping up efforts again. Big state actors like China and Russia are just so overwhelmed with joy. The fact that we are fractured and divided, hate each other, on the verge of either a fight or a divorce or Lord knows what else. It's just crazy. Don't give away your rights. Don't give away power to these people, because they will take it and they will run with it and they will take it to the extremes. And by the way, these people who are doing that, just like you would see in a movie and just like you're seeing unfold all the time, I talked about the hypocrisy, do as I say, not as I do. You've got people who are saying these things that will not follow these rules. They will not. They want you to. It sounds good. It feels good to have power, and it sounds good to say, hey, I care about everyone. You had Andrew Cuomo saying, you know, true love is saying I'm not going to see you and all that stuff. Don't be a turkey. All that crazy crap he said the other day. He invited his 89-year-old mother to have Thanksgiving with him and a couple other people. Now, it's since people found out about it, of course, went nuts, and now says that they're changing their plans. But Willie, you had a press conference, and all these press conferences that you've won an Emmy for, which is absolute bullshit. No Emmy, just like no one's ever going to trust an election again. You shouldn't, and you should have been here before on the Emmys, by the way. But no one's ever going to put any credence or respect with an Emmy award when Andrew Cuomo won one for sitting up there and obnoxiously talking about COVID, which he did a horrible job of the whole time. But he sat up there and talked about this. Even though you want to, don't spend time with your loved ones. Show them you love them by not going, by not seeing each other. And then he goes and does the exact opposite, because you know what? I'm above the law. Gosh, him and his brother are such douchebags. They really are. Huge rally/parade too in Buffalo. After that, we showed you that those gym owners and the people there that met to push back about against all these lockdowns. They then had a huge gathering, which was pretty cool. American flags, everything. People are waking up. And I'm telling you, all these tough keyboard warriors and all these tough guys in suits who say all this crap and then go do the exact opposite in the governor's offices, governor's mansions, mayor's office, whatever. They're angering a crowd that has long been silent and long been peaceful. It's going to be really interesting to see where all this goes. All right, man. You know where I'm going. We got a lot of problems. We got a lot of problems. Some that are out of our control. Some that we need to very much take control of, like the stuff that we're seeing right now. People need to stand up. But some are very much within our control on a daily basis. One of those problems is what's happening south of your border, talking about your junk. UFM underwear for men has a patented pouch system that eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions. They have an awesome product that's totally different than any other underwear product out there for men that you've ever seen, worn, experienced, however you want to do that. Moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports. They're great for work, everyday use. There's medical applications. Bottom line, they're awesome, guys. They're awesome because they've got this unique drawstring adjustable support pouch that allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. It's the holiday season, folks. It doesn't feel like it in some states, I know, and I'm sorry. I hate that you're going through that. I would advocate that you push back, and I would advocate that you go treat yourself to a pair of these or several pair of these. You can go to ufmunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, get your husband some, get your sons, your boyfriend, whatever it is, whoever it is, grab them a pair. They'll be glad that you did. Again, it's ufmunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to get $6 off. Tucker Carlson, under fire for what happened last week. Kind of ended the week. He kind of went into the weekend, I'm sure, not thrilled with what was being said about him. And I said, look, I don't know if it was Friday or Monday, but I said both he and Sidney Powell had the right to their opinions. And I think that people jumped the gun a little bit and going after Tucker, because I don't think he was unfair. He demanded stuff that he doesn't have a right to and was upset about it. And she was upset that they kept pushing for it. And we don't know what she has and what she doesn't have. Like, at the end of the day, like, we want her to have this, but we don't really know what she ultimately has. She keeps saying she has it. Hopefully she does. But I don't think Tucker was unreasonable in doing that. People went after him because they're so quick right now. Everyone wants to boycott and cancel everything on every side. And I don't think that's healthy. And maybe he proves over time that he's just like everyone else at Fox has become, and he disappoints us. And then at which point you leave. And if you've already left, that's fine too. You do you. But I said then, I think this is just something that he's not happy with. He's upset about the fact that he's not getting access to this. So he's saying, look, until you show us something, we don't know. Well, I think he probably got back into good graces with some last night. He had on Dr. Robert Epstein for the second half. We're not going to show you the whole thing. You can find it online. It's about a 9-minute segment, I think, something along those lines. We'll probably show you half of it. So you'll get a good taste of it. But he attacked our system. He attacked the mainstream media. He attacked big tech. And he talked about how election integrity is essentially gone and that we screwed that up this year. Here was part of the conversation. Then we'll talk about it. We'll explain a little bit about what happens in the second part of it that we're, again, not going to show. But this was it. Roll two.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. You've heard a lot over the past few days about the security of our electronic voting machines. And this is a real issue, no matter who raises it or who tries to dismiss it out of hand as a conspiracy theory. Electronic voting is not as secure as traditional hand counting, period. It never will be as secure. Voters can see this because it's obvious and it makes them nervous. And why wouldn't it make them nervous? Our leaders have given us every reason not to trust technology. The people now telling us to stop asking questions about voting machines are the same ones who claimed that our phones weren't listening to us. They lie. We all know that. Other countries understand it. They don't use electronic voting because they know it undermines confidence in democracy. A system cannot function if no one trusts the vote. And that's true here, too, as we're finding out. Going forward, we need to find out exactly what happened in this month's presidential election. We need to find out no matter how long it takes the investigation to unfold or how much it costs. And once we get answers from that investigation, we ought to revert immediately to the traditional system of voting, the one that served our democracy for hundreds of years. What we're doing now is not working. That's an understatement. As of tonight, the state of New York still hasn't managed to count the votes in 5 House races, thanks to mail-in voting. That's a disaster. Let's stop pretending that it's not. But at the same time, we shouldn't let our focus on voting machines distract us from all that happened earlier this month. The 2020 presidential election was not fair. No honest person would claim that it was fair. On many levels, the system was rigged against one candidate and in favor of another. And it was rigged in ways that were not hidden from view. We all saw it happen. The media openly colluded with the Democratic nominees. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refused to explain what they would do if they were elected. That's never happened before in any presidential election in American history, but the media allowed them to do it. At the same time, beginning in the spring, Democrats used our public health emergency for nakedly partisan ends. They punished Trump supporters for trying to gather, but they exempted their own activists, rioters and vandals from BLM and Antifa, from the COVID lockdowns entirely. They said this out loud. The restrictions they did enforce crushed America's small businesses, the heart of the Republican Party. And yet they made their own donors fantastically richer. Jeff Bezos alone saw his net worth jump by more than $70 billion during the pandemic. Then Democrats used the coronavirus to change their system of voting. They vastly increased the number of mail-in ballots because they knew their candidates would benefit from less secure voting. And they were right. They used the courts to neutralize the Republican Party's single most effective get-out-the-vote operation, which for generations had been the National Rifle Association. Not enough has been written about this, but anyone on the ground saw it. Thanks to legal harassment from the left, the NRA played a vastly reduced role in this election, and that made a huge difference in swing states like Pennsylvania and others. But above all, Democrats harnessed the power of big tech to win this election. Virtually all news and all information in the English-speaking world travels through a single company, Google. A huge percentage of our political debates take place on Facebook and Twitter. If you use technology to censor the ideas that people are allowed to express online, ultimately you control how the population votes. And that's exactly what they did. They rigged the election in front of all of us, and nobody did anything about it. Dr. Robert Epstein saw this coming. Epstein is one of the world's foremost experts on the effect of big tech on politics. Epstein is not a partisan Trump supporter. In fact, he's a Democrat. But he believes in democracy, and for years he has warned that Silicon Valley could steal this election. This is what he said when we spoke to him about a year ago.
Google.
All right, so we'll cut away and we'll kind of come back to the Epstein part. They show that clip, then he was on there again in real time, in current time, and talked about everything. But look, there you have it. Tucker saying what we all know. And I think if people on the other side are being honest with themselves too, this was not fair. And you'll see Dr. Robert Epstein, he's a Democrat. He does not like Trump. And he'll tell you the same thing, and he'll back it up with data. But it wasn't fair. And as Tucker says, we've been given every reason not to trust technology. We know that media and big tech are our biggest threats. The radical Democrats hate America. They hate the values that we stand on. They hate the Constitution. They hate what this country always was, is, and is supposed to be. And the big tech and media allow that message to get out there, and they squelch pro-American messages. It's remarkable. You're up against such a beast in those two. And yet we still, I mean, think about that. Think about what you're up against. And then think about the rally that happened and how many people voted for President Trump and American values. It's crazy, you guys. It's crazy. I know we're stuck in this period of uncertainty and people are saying we lost and this, that. But that's telling, and I can guarantee you that those Democrats, folks in the media, big tech, even though they have all of the power and control right now, that scares the living shit out of them to see that kind of strength in numbers show up. But he attacked the election integrity now and moving forward, and basically said it's done. He talks about that with Dr. Epstein. And really, he doesn't say this, or maybe he does and I missed it, but the only way that you get past this and fix this, and anyone ever trusts an election again, and this is not going to happen, just as a news flash and spoiler alert, but as you redo it in person with ID, if you can't go, sorry, better luck next time. You have balanced poll watchers from both parties that are both allowed to be there. Everything's transparent. And that would solve this one. And then whoever wins, wins. Look, you do it right. You make it fair. You make it transparent. If we lose, that sucks. I hate losing. Everyone hates losing. But you move on and you prepare your plan to try and win the next one, at least having some degree of confidence that your vote will actually count. As it stands right now, never again will an election be trusted, whether it's 2022, 2024, doesn't matter. It just won't. And they haven't hidden this, like Tucker said either, and we've talked about it on the show so many times. We knew with COVID, they started pushing mail-in long time before the election. Ah, here's where they're going with that. We know that mail-in is ripe for fraud. There's been countless instances proving that. There's been countless Democrats saying it's ripe for fraud. The media won't tell you that. Big tech won't tell you that because, again, that's contrary to what they want the outcome to be, and they have the ability to say whatever the hell they want. But we knew they were going to do that and use COVID as a reason. And we predicted that Trump would be way up on election night, but then would remarkably lose in the end. All of this has happened, guys. It doesn't, because they've been telegraphing it in all of their messaging. Look how everyone's in lockstep with their messaging throughout the media and throughout big tech. It's been so predictable. You do not have to be smart to have seen what was coming, develop and then actually occur. I mean, we're witnessing everything that they've been basically saying was going to happen. They didn't outright say how it's going to happen, but they said all the steps, which leads to the outcome that we're in now. It's crazy. And we let them do it. We let them do it. We let them do it because a lot of people have been asleep, and we let them do it because they do. They hold the keys to the kingdom with big tech and the mainstream media. You're fighting an uphill battle against them. And even Dr. Robert Epstein, who again is a Democrat, who had been on before, said back in 2019 that big tech would influence and swing this election in 2020. He said it then. And he said then, and he said it again last night, I do not like President Trump. I do not support him. I'm a Democrat and voted Democrat. But what he's saying is that they would, that they did manipulate the 2020 election. Initial data just from Google that at least 6 million vote swing occurred because of efforts at Google. Projections are way higher than that overall. And he said that for Google, for example, but all of them set a course after 2016. Everyone was shocked. Everyone was surprised. They set a goal of not letting this happen again, manipulating things in 2020. There's tons of data. He talked about tons of instances. They're now in Georgia, by the way. Hopefully they help kind of bring some things up there. But, you know, things that they would do to one example he brought up is, you know, Google would put up those notifications. Get out and vote. The election's now. Like, you can vote early. You can vote now. And don't forget to vote this day, yada, yada. They did a test. They were only showing those to a certain point to Democrats. So there's things like that where they're poking and prodding people to go this way, not reminding people over here. Thankfully, we didn't need it because we knew it was on the line. There's stories that were squashed. There's also, you know, the search results were changed depending on, because they, look, you got to remember, big tech knows when you're searching on your computer or on your phone, whether you're, they know a lot more about you than they should and then you would like them to. So they know how you vote and how you think and how you lean because they know how you interact and engage with other people. So they can then say, okay, let's feed this to this person. Let's feed this to this person, or let's hide this from this person, however you want. And they've seen all that. They have the data talking about that. And again, this, here's what I love about this, because he is a Democrat who wants election integrity and wants fairness and balance. We should all want that. With everything that's going on, I talked about this with John DeLemme on his show last night. With everything that's going on, everyone's, you know, frothing at the mouth, super angry, wants their guy to win, wants to just move on from this. They want this radical new version of America. We want America as it is, with improvements, of course, too. But we want the traditional America. And everyone's jumping the gun on all these theories. And anytime data comes, oh, see, this is... Everyone, simmer down. What we really want here is an America that we can trust, that's transparent, America that's not crazy radical over here, crazy radical over here. And guys like, you know, Dr. Epstein are remarkable, and I'm so proud of him, even though he has different political opinions than I do. And I would never vote for people on that other ticket. But he wants fairness. He wants it to be clear. And he's willing to say, hey, look, I voted this way. I'm a Democrat. I do not like your candidate. But this is wrong. What's happening is wrong. And it needs to be exposed because we cannot have that. That's what we want. That's a Democrat you can respect right there, because that's someone who's acting like an American, not just a Democrat or Republican. That's what we need from everyone. So don't jump the gun on everything right now. Don't lob attacks. Don't do the stuff that people did to Phil Murphy the other day. Hold the line. Hold the line. Let's wait and see. Because if our team actually has stuff, then something is going to come of this. Because even if some stuff's proven to be what we think it is, then there's going to be some conversation, some dialogue that happens. If there's not, and we're totally wrong, which we're not, there's so many instances, guys, where there's stuff that's out of line, that's wrong. But my bigger point is, don't jump on every conspiracy or every tweet that someone puts out there. No one really knows a whole lot right now, except for the people who know exactly, and those higher ups on the left who maybe rigged this whole thing. Hopefully Trump's legal team has some stuff. Let's sit back, let this play its course, and then once we get the next little tranche of information that we know is true, we assess and we go from there. And then the next tranche, and then the next tranche, and we go from there. And the outcome could still remain horrible. I don't want to paint some rosy picture here. I still, unfortunately, see some really bad things coming for this country. But we don't know everything yet. So let's hang in there, see what happens, not jump to conclusions. Not jump down Tucker's throat just because he says one thing that's contrary to what you want him to say. Let's all just pump the brakes. Let's celebrate good Americans like this Democrat who is challenging big tech and saying, y'all are full of crap. You've rigged this thing for the Republicans to lose, and it needs to be exposed. That's a win. That's a win for Trump and the GOP, but it's a win for America. All right, I'll stop rambling on about it. On the other side, we're going to talk Antifa a little bit more about Dominion and some vulnerabilities there that they won't want us talking about, but we will. Reminder, folks, to please go to drewberquist.com. That is the best spot. We're on Rumble now. You need to please go to Rumble. We'd be greatly appreciative if you do. You know, we've got over, you know, we're approaching 500,000 followers here on subs here on YouTube. We want to get that same number over on Rumble, and then we want to grow it even beyond that. So please head on over there. Again, we put out a community message. Do that. You can search This Is My Show there. You can search Drew Berquist, and then just click the subscribe button up in the top right corner of the screen there. I think it's a different spot on mobile, but on your computer, it's up there. But again, drewberquist.com is the best place to find us, even as we're making those push. Still give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler. Super important that you do. We want to be able to engage with you everywhere, and subscribe here on YouTube. We're not, just because we're going to Rumble doesn't mean we're leaving YouTube. We want to be everywhere. We want this readily available for everyone and anyone that wants to watch or listen. You can also find us on every major podcast platform out there. You can listen to the show as well on drewberquist.com. All right, on the other side, we'll hit these last couple stories and then get on with your day. Thanks so much. See you on the other side. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and so much more. You only get one vote. Mammoth Nation's here to make sure it counts. We need your support, so join Mammoth Nation today.
It's better than a donation. Savings from just one purchase can pay for your entire membership. Become a lifetime member today. Go to mammothnation.com.
The only proper way to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Underwear for men. Set them once and done for all day comfort.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company. Made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
right, welcome back, guys. Gonna get into Antifa Dominion here in a little bit. There is a connection. Hopefully you remember why, but we'll get into all that here in a second. First off, this segment is brought to you by Hero Soap Company. They are an amazing veteran-owned company. Their products are made with all natural essential oils, none of the harmful crap that you find in competitor soap products. It's made right here in the USA, and they also do a ton to get homeless veterans off the street working with Operation Finally Home. Their products are awesome. There's stuff for men, there's stuff for women. You've got to check it out. Tons of stuff on the site. Again, it's Hero Soap Company. You can go to herosoapcompany.com. You can use promo code Drew to save 10%. You can subscribe for a no contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door and never run out again. You can also, while you're there, guys, get this Freedom Box, which is an amazing product that they just launched not too long ago. It's great for yourself. It's great for friends. It's great for your loved ones. It's great for your colleagues. Really anyone that smells. So go check it out. You can find it as well at herosoapcompany.com. They've also got new body wash. Tons of great stuff there. Great people. Go give them some love. We've got to support our veteran-owned companies. All right. So remember, we've had so much absurdity when it comes to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They've been all over the place this year, destroying cities, wounding people, assaulting people, in some cases killing people. Jerry Nadler, of course, said that Antifa violence is a myth, which we all remember. Joe Biden, who could be your next president, said Antifa's just an idea. Just an idea. This was, with all this tension going on, one of their leaders who remarkably is still on Twitter, never really has any issues there. This was his tweet on Friday. Attention at Real Donald Trump. If you do not concede by Sunday at noon, we will begin to block roads in conservative areas. Your supporters will not be able to go to work or the grocery store to feed their families. We are armed and will retaliate to attempts at vehicular manslaughter, which in Florida it's not, by the way. So bring that on down here, Adam, and people are going to run your ass over. But thankfully, nothing crazy happened. That was Friday. He was talking about Sunday. We're now at Tuesday. You should be able to figure that out, that it didn't occur. But we've seen the violence from these people throughout the year. We've seen the double standards that, again, stuff like that, you're threatening Trump and his supporters, saying you're going to be armed and retaliate. It's ridiculous. No concerns there. No concerns there that I'm aware of from Twitter and all sorts of other stuff. I'm not even going to say his full name. You could see it there if you wanted, but I'm not even going to say his full name. The guy's a mouth-breathing douchebag who just is not worth it. So that's that. But speaking of Antifa, you can now see Eric Coomer on the screen. If you're watching, if you're listening, Eric Coomer was the director of product strategy and security for Dominion Voting Systems. We talked about him last week. Lots of buzz about him. He, you know, was found by that Denver business owner in chats with Antifa members talking about how he rigged it. Don't worry. You know, lots of F Trump, this, that, and the other. I've got it set up, yada, yada, yada. But he's, you know, whether he's an Antifa member, sympathizer, whatever, he likes Antifa. He doesn't like Trump. He doesn't like America. He pushes back. The guy's a sociopath because you see all the things that he said and done. We showed you some of his Facebook posts last week. I mean, he's insane. Insane. Then he goes and does all these presentations. And he puts on a jacket, trims up his beard, puts a half smile on his face, and acts like an executive. Maybe, look, he's a book smart guy. He went to Cal. Had some crazy, I forget the degree we talked about last week. It's an impressive degree. But then he's an absolute batshit crazy lunatic who does all this stuff on the side and is actively going against America, conservative values, and very, very specifically President Trump. So there's one clip that I don't remember if we showed last week or not, but you've maybe seen out there. It's on YouTube. You can probably find it on Twitter and other places too. But of him talking, describing some of the vulnerabilities about how the only way you can do things, or not the only way, but one of the ways that you can manipulate the system is through software updates. He pointed out indirectly, not saying, hey, we're going to do it this way, but this is one way, basically through his verbiage, that things can be manipulated, and that was through a software update, kind of like we saw on election night, several key locations. But then there's this other video showing up. So you've got concerns there, software updates and some ways to override things and change votes that way. But then there's another video here showing an opportunity to manually manipulate results on this Dominion voting system. That, again, Dominion says there's no way to do this. We showed you a clip yesterday. It's not possible to change stuff on there. And we've done nothing wrong. We've also now disappeared, lawyered up. You know, there's a Smartmatic office in Boca Raton that was alluded to in the CNN clip we showed you yesterday that's now been closed down. Lots of crazy stuff happening, stuff that you wouldn't do if you weren't involved in something nefarious. But this was showing how the manual vote changes happens. Rule three.
Handle everything currently digitally. This is our digital adjudication system. If you have multiple ICCs, ImageCast Central's running, they all write the data to a network drop location, and you can have multiple adjudication stations for multiple teams to handle the outstack ballots. This is a typical voter intent issue where they didn't fill out the ovals completely, they just made little tick marks. It's what's called an ambiguous mark. And what we're saying is we're not sure what the voter intent is, but we're going to allow the adjudicators to make that call based on any kind of state statutes. So right on the screen, I can go ahead and say, you know what? The voter meant to mark these. They wanted those votes to count for those candidates. I can do the back page. I'm not going to fill all of them in here. And then I hit complete. It's going to go on to the next ballot. And this is another classic one where the voter has circled the names instead of filling in the ovals. Any ballot that needs to be looked at will show up automatically on the screen. Some key things here. This is a great tool for doing things like audits and recounts. Okay, so things like 5% recounts these days. We have an entire additional system that works very similar to the adjudication product, but it's for reviewing ballots. So you can select whether you want to filter by precinct, a random selection of precincts, or just a random sampling of ballots across the whole election to actually audit. We're doing that to support things. The buzzword in the industry these days are risk-limiting audits. It's a statistical way of auditing election results. And we can support that through this system as well.
All right. So you can see it there. This looks like this, or I'm gonna change it to this. And to be clear, all software has issues. But that's a clear vulnerability there. What we saw in his other video, which again we didn't play today, but clear vulnerability, clear way to manipulate results the way that you or others want. And when you've got that one there that we just showed, and the ability to go in, whether it was unclear or not, and you've got nonpartisan people working with these ballots at these polling stations, people that, by the way, like everyone else in America for the most part, are fed this anti-Trump, anti-America BS that the mainstream media and big tech pushes. I mean, you can see why there's a lot of people out there who aren't the even the radical left that like, oh, I don't like Trump. I don't like this. I don't like that, because everyone is saying it. I've been told to say this. I've seen posts. I've seen fact checks that say that someone who's saying the opposite is not true, when in fact those fact checkers are absolutely full of you know what. Like, so you can see tons of opportunities that at minimum, again, I wasn't at any of these polling stations, neither were you. I'm not familiar with all the back-end loopholes and backdoors to Dominion's software, Smartmatic software, how the people counting them and tallying them and managing them in other countries, which is ridiculous in the first place, how that's all done. None of us are. But we can all say with a high degree of certainty that there are some serious answers, questions rather, that need to be addressed. There's some, I mean, look, you can't look at this. You can't look at the massive dumps for Biden after the machines came back online that were exclusively for Biden. You can't look at people holding up signs in front of windows where people are counting. You can't look at people saying, hey, we need to be in there to be able to see what you're doing. No, not yet. No, not yet. Finally, they get in there, but then they're kept at such a long distance. By the way, the damage has been done. But the ones who then get in there are kept at such a distance that they can't really see what's going on anyways. You can't trust anything. All of this looks so bad. It looks so bad. And then when you see Dominion come out and say, we're not involved in any of this. We couldn't do this. We're not involved by by these with these foreign states. Yes, you are. There's paper trails for all of that. You are. That so that part's clear. Don't even try to cover that up. And then to say that your system has no flaws, every system has flaws. To say that you weren't involved in any of this, okay, well, maybe you weren't. Maybe your system was and other people hacked it. I don't know. The point is we don't know, but we do know that none of it looks right. And as it stands right now, no one will ever trust an election again. Frankly, regardless, even if Trump ends up winning this, the other side's going to flip the script around because mainstream media and big tech's going to tell them to, and they're going to insert a bunch of questions. There's going to be a bunch of fissures inserted, and people are going to say, well, now I don't know what to believe again. I'm being told that now they rigged it back and they took it. Like, everyone's going to say the other side stole the election. And it all could have been done by just making this whole process so much simpler, pushing back against the crap that we saw coming all year with the mail-in ballots, having transparency when people were counting and tabulating votes, all of that stuff. This is not hard stuff, people. It's a lot of votes, yes, I get that, but it is not hard stuff. But they refuse to answer questions. They don't want you to ask questions, and they once again underestimated the support for President Trump and or the love of this country. They did. They don't get it. They never got this country in the first place. They don't get you. They don't get me. They don't get why we love this place. They don't get how good they have it. And yet they are committed to doing everything in their power to destroy it. Destroy this way of life. Change things for you. Change things for me. Change things for them. They don't see how bad it's going to be for them too. Foresight's never been really their thing. And it's terrifying. It's just not a good spot to be. It's not a good spot to be. All right, folks. Several more shows to come this week. Appreciate you being there yesterday with us today. Look forward to being with you the next several days. And actually, I say that. We're actually... it's Thanksgiving week. We'll have some clips and stuff coming out Friday. We'll be off Thursday. So I should make a clear point that we will not have an episode, a full episode Thursday. I will get you some stuff Friday. We'll talk about some stuff. But we are going to be with you the rest of the week. We'll definitely be with you tomorrow. Getting ahead of myself. It's going to be kind of crazy. I'm looking off the side here to the calendar. December, we'll have lots of updates for you too on kind of how that's going to look. We're going to have some special episodes come that are a different format. We're going to have some days that we're off so we can spend time with our family just like you should as well, regardless of what your governor or mayor tells you. So be ready for all of that. Updates will come. We'll give you plenty of heads up. But for this week, Thursday, we'll be off. We'll get you some other content, though, the other days this week. Please, one last time, do go over to Rumble, rumble.com. You can download the app, too. Go search Drew Berquist. Go search This Is My Show with Drew Berquist. You'll find it. Please subscribe there. We are trying to replicate and then grow our base of subscribers and followers that we have here on YouTube, Facebook, etc., but over on Rumble. So we have multiple places where you can come consume the content. They don't hide notifications from you. They will let you know when stuff is published. It's a very different ball game that we're playing over there. So we're excited about it. We're excited for you to come join us there. Again, it's Rumble, rumble.com. You can do it there. You can do it on your phone, on the app, and just find the show and subscribe. Thanks so much for being with us today. Thanks for being with us every day. And hang in there, guys. Keep the faith in all this stuff. This thing's not over. We got a long battle ahead of us. Don't know where it's going, but don't give up. Don't jump to conclusions either. Let's just be patient.